Are you a reactive or proactive marketer in your business? Do you run after shiny objects? Do you create last-minute campaigns? Well, if you want to accelerate growth and lessen stress, you'll want a complete marketing plan. A marketing plan that, of course, includes a podcast. So I chat with podcaster and digital marketing expert Tori Barker about how to create a visionary marketing plan, why you need one, how to create one, and what's important to consider. So let's dive in. So, hey, welcome to the Leverage Your Podcast Show. I'm your host, Lindsay Phillips of smoothbusinesspodcasting.com. My goal is to help you leverage podcasting to skyrocket your visibility, authority, and business by sharing insider secrets from podcast industry experts, including myself, who have created a successful business through podcasting. So let's dive in. Hey guys, I have another friend from the Pantheon Group with me today, and she is a digital marketing expert of creative marketing, Tori Barker, and we're going to talk about marketing plans, you know, the topic that no entrepreneurs ever talk about ever. Welcome to the show, Tori.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Isn't it crazy? You think of like when businesses start up and they launch, you have to have a business plan. And then like, that's it. Like, and I find like entrepreneurs, like, and clients included, like they look at such a short frame of window. What am I going to do in the next 2 months? Where they don't really think of like the overarching marketing plan a lot of the times, probably because we're like, go, go, go.
Yeah, we're definitely focused on getting clients and making money, right? That's the first thing that we think about. And so that's why a business plan is always the first thing, right? So this is my business plan. This is what I need to make. This is, you know, how I'm going to make it. But it's always, it's baffles me as a marketing person, of course, why they don't do a marketing plan. And it's like, once you do that business plan, the next thing you need to do is a marketing plan, because that's going to drive the sales and brand your business. And so, you know, that's what I love, you know, talking about on these podcasts and stuff is just really educating people on why it's so important to have a marketing plan and a strategy in place, and how that, you know, will help to benefit your business in the long run.
Right. And like, I find we're either reactive instead of proactive, or we're winging it, or we're like looking at the next shiny object and running towards that. It just breeds chaos, really.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so true, especially in entrepreneurs, we have the shiny object syndrome for sure. I'm guilty of it.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's like, I'm like, no, I've got to refocus. And a lot of times people say, you know, think in 90-day segments. And that's a pretty good, you know, kind of guideline for you. So, because we get distracted easily, right? So theoretically, you should look in 90-day increments. You can have a big plan overall, but you know, these 90 days are kind of like your sprints, right? Yeah. And then the year is your marathon or your full, you know, length of marketing plan that you're going to put together. But you know, you have to have these pieces in place in order to measure and track and actually see the success and the return on your investment for your business growth.
I know. And so like, to me, it's like it allows you to be more strategic and really think about your goals. So like, how would you explain the benefits of having a marketing plan? Just so someone could be like, oh, sure, a marketing plan sounds nice, but why would you say it's a need to have versus a nice to have?
Well, it's definitely a need to have because it's your guiding light, right? So unless you have identified your target audience, unless you know exactly how you're going to get the clients that you're working with, whatever marketing method that might be, you can't measure anything unless you're tracking it or have a plan. Mm-hmm. So it's like having a goal without a plan is just a wish, right?
Yeah.
So you have to have these pieces in place to have structure for the marketing that you're going to do. Otherwise, like you said, it's just like, you know, we pick something up, we do it, we hope it works, and then we just kind of move on and move forward. But then you're spending money on these campaigns that you are putting together last minute, or, you know, not really putting forethought into, and you're most likely losing money because maybe you'll get a little bit of business, but in the long run, if you had been strategic and put out a specific plan, then you're going to make more money. And all of these pieces in marketing come together. There's you know, the online piece, right? So your website, the SEO, the content, the landing pages, all of these things tie into what you do in advertising and what you do in social media and what you do in podcasting. And it's all one integral piece that all has to work together. It can't be disjointed. Otherwise, there's disconnect. The messages are totally different. And then people don't feel like they're going through a journey to discover and, you know, learn about the business or the business owner, whatever it might be, in order to make that, you know, conversion for a sale or, you know, service, whatever the product is.
Totally. And I feel like you can, if you don't have a plan and you're kind of like winging it, and I've seen this before with clients and they're like, oh, I'm going to do this and then this, but I'm like, they overlap and you're going to sabotage the results of this by doing this now and this then. Like,
yeah,
like it's like, you could sabotage your results legit.
Well, it's like in marketing, we talk about the funnel, right? Like the top of the funnel is the awareness, right? And the bottom of the funnel is the actual conversion where they become a client and all this stuff. So you've got to literally think of it in your process of bringing people through this funnel. Because like you said, if you, you know, try to sell them at the beginning and they don't even know who you are, you might have like totally blown the sale because they're like, oh, that's pushy or that, you know, whatever. And so you have to nurture these people, you know, how they come into your world and at what stage they come into your world. So it's very strategic, and you've got to look at the big picture, right? Because if you don't step back and take in the full picture, then when you get down into the weeds of it, it's all going to be very messy.
Yeah, I don't totally. Like messy. I know you have a framework for, you create marketing plans for clients. What makes up a marketing plan? What do you need?
Well, so there's different types of marketing plans, and a lot of people will look at, there's like a one page, three question framework. But what I like to do, and through my experience, I have built a visionary marketing framework is what I call it. And it's got five components to it. And the components are clarify, create, calibrate, capture, and convert. So those are your five C's. And if you basically put in each of those categories, there's a subcategory underneath the clarify. You know, you have to clarify your audience. You have to clarify your goals. You have to clarify your offer. And so you go through each of those stages to fully build out this big picture plan for your business, and what marketing avenues you want to incorporate into your business, what matches your business model. And for your listeners who are mostly podcasters or people who do podcasting, you know, that sort of thing, podcast marketing is an integral part to your marketing plan. It's not a separate plan. It's one and the same. It's just another means or an avenue of brand awareness and conversion opportunity for your business. So you have to work in that podcasting into your full plan, right? You have to clarify, you know, who your podcast audience is. It should be the same as your business audience, right?
Yeah.
And then you have to create how you're going to connect with those people. So with podcasting specifically, it's going to be on YouTube. It's going to be on the podcasting platforms. What are your calls to action in your podcast? Do you have any offers that you're promoting in there? And then how do you measure it, right? So do you have tracking ability? Do you have, you know, reporting, that sort of thing? And then, you know, how do you capture these people once they have listened to your podcast? Do they take the call to action and visit a landing page and then sign up for your email newsletter or whatever that process looks like for your business? And then how do you convert them, right? So they become a listener, they've come into your world through a call to action, they've nurtured through an email campaign or a phone call or whatever discovery call that you do, and then they eventually buy. So that's how you work them through the one specific podcast marketing avenue of your marketing plan.
I love that. And I find a lot of people don't consider that customer journey that you mapped out. It's like, oh, I want them to go here and then buy this. But it's like, what psychologically makes sense for a cold audience to go, like you said, through the funnel from one thing to the next?
Yeah. And it's all about, you know, people talk about the know, like, and trust factor. And if you think about yourself, you actually want that as well as a customer for other products. So why not be considerate of that when you're selling products or services for your business?
Yeah.
You want people to know you, that's the awareness, like you, that's, you know, building up warmth in your audience, and then trust you so they become a customer. So you have to take them through these sequences in order to be a good productive business and, you know, actually doing good things for people who are your consumers who are ultimately going to make you successful in your business.
Can you say your C's again?
Yes. Clarify, create, calibrate, capture, and convert.
Makes sense. Okay. I just had to reconfigure it in my head, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so like when it comes to marketing, everyone's like, you know, there's emails, there's social media, there's video, there's podcasts, there's blogs, there's lead, like there's so many pieces.
Yep.
Like, do you have to do it all?
No. And you shouldn't do it all. No. I mean, to a point, right? So, so depending on where you are in your business, you need to pick the marketing avenues that are going to be best for you. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of factors, right? You need to know where your audience is and how your audience is going to engage with you. So, you know, depending on, you know, if it's e-commerce or if it's a brick and mortar type business, those are totally different businesses.
Yeah.
And the way that people are going to find you and get to know you and all of that stuff is going to be a different path. The journey is going to be different.
Yeah.
So the other thing is start with what you can do now, right? So whether that's, you know, you just start with a website and you start with some social media and then email marketing, right? Pick those three things and just get yourself started. And then you can add in blogging and advertising and like all these layers. Once you get to a point, you got to make sure that you are doing something well and consistently before you move to the next one. It's definitely something like the shiny object syndrome, right? I'm supposed to do all of these marketing things, but I'm doing this one, I'm doing that one. And so you're kind of like half-assing like all of these different tools. So pick one, get good at it, get consistent with it, and then you can move. Yeah. And then you can move to the next one.
Yeah.
And so just look at, and that's what I do with my clients is I help them. Where do I need to start? What's the most important thing? Like I do phase one, phase two, phase three, like here's the plan for you. And so it really helps them to like, okay, so I don't have to look and start here. I can start here and make my way there.
Yeah.
So that's how I always try to break it down for people to understand. You don't have to do it all. Not right now. You'll work your way there.
Yeah.
But pick the ones that are going to work the best for you.
Because it can feel like super overwhelming. And then, you totally get scattered.
Yeah.
And some people too, I find it's like, I'm going to guest on podcasts. That's going to be my one thing. And I'm going to rely on that for all of my leads. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that that's obviously a great avenue and way to generate leads, but you have to segment, if you will. So you have to have multiple opportunities of people finding you. So it's almost like diversifying your marketing. So you can't just put all your eggs in one basket. You've got to have multiple different avenues of people discovering you. So like, I do networking, right? So I have groups that I network with. And so I have build relationships and I talk about my business with people in that network. I have a podcast. I guest on podcasts. That's another avenue of how I do it. And then I have advertising. So I have like kind of the cold to warm lead where people are getting the awareness factor of my business. So you have to have multiple different avenues in order to, you know, catch the people in the right spots at the right time. It's very strategic.
Yeah, it's a lot, but I like what you said earlier and it was like layers. It's like, it's not just one thing and you go down that path. It's like, you know, you could have one foundational piece, but like having those different layers, I think is really important.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the easiest way that I can explain it because I think people understand you start with the foundation and then you layer on top of that and it only enhances and grows over time.
Yeah. kind of mistakes do you normally see when people think or try to do a marketing plan on their own?
They, like we said, I think they have, they feel like they have to do it all. And so they, commit to doing everything and then nothing gets done.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, picking one to two things, starting there, getting consistent, getting results, and then growing from there. The other thing is timing too. I think a lot of people don't, take the incremental time to reflect and, readjust. So like I mentioned, the 90-day kind of segment, right?
Yeah.
If you go within 90 days and then you reevaluate, is this working? Are we getting results? Are we headed in the right direction? Has something changed in our business? And then at that point, then it's like, okay, we need to continue, right? Things are great. We're continuing as we've planned, or we need to shift a little bit and go this way. So the next 90 days, we're going to track, you know, what we're doing, and then same thing. It's like rinse and repeat. It's like review and, you know, analyze and then make sure it's working. Because if you don't go back and review it or you don't analyze it, then you don't know what's going to work. It's just measuring your success.
That's a great point in that, like, you don't create the marketing plan and then just forget about it.
Yeah.
You like check in, see if it needs to be tweaked. See what results you're getting. See, what's the next step or what's the next priority? That makes total sense.
Well, and there's external factors too. Like if you think about, you know, COVID, right? That completely changed people's marketing plan and business plan. So if you just said, "Oh, we have a marketing plan. We're not going to revisit it because we're just going to keep moving forward." Well, you can't, because consumer behavior has changed, and you know, even with like AI technology, like now you have all these different external factors that affect your business, your consumers, your products, your services, and so you have to always kind of be ahead of where change is going to happen.
Totally. Now where does implementation come into this? Cause you got to think about like, who's going to help you do this stuff? What is your action list? And like, how much is it going to cost? Like, how do you help people figure that part of it out?
Yeah. So that's, typically towards the beginning of the process, right? So it's the create factor.
Okay.
Right. So you're creating what your plan is, the actual implementation part. So depending on which avenue you go or which methods, you know, we guide you to start with, that's when we'll do the implementation. And so it's either, you know, I have a couple different ways that I do it. So either I work with an internal team member, like somebody who's an assistant or a VA or like a junior marketing person, and I can coach them on, hey, this is the big picture and these are the individual items. Let's get you up to speed and let's, you know, these are the steps to implement. Or obviously I take it in-house and I can do the implementation, you know, for companies as well. And then we'll put together with the plan that we've put in place, what those initiatives are.
Yeah. And I imagine budget has to fit in there somewhere, right?
Who needs a budget, right?
Reality sucks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and absolutely. You have to create that budget, because you can't obviously do the marketing unless you have a budget in mind. And sometimes it's hard, right? Because you have to invest before you see the return. But that's where the marketing plan and the strategy comes in place, because you know the long-term goal.
Yeah.
And you know that there's going to be a return. And marketing could take some time, right? You can take 30 to 60 to 90 days to see results, depending on the type of marketing avenue that you're doing.
Yeah.
So you have to have a forward-thinking mind, and know that marketing is an investment at the beginning, and then you get the return on your investment.
Yeah. Agreed. And I find, some people don't necessarily see that whole, like, you have to invest to then, you know, have it come back. It's like podcasting, right? It's not like you're going to have three episodes and all of a sudden have, like, you know, sponsors and,
absolutely,
you know, clients and money right off the cuff. It is a long-term game for sure. And having those realistic expectations, I think.
Absolutely. You have to set the expectation accurately, especially for the type of marketing that you're doing. it's got to be in place.
Absolutely. So how do you help people figure out, like, do they need to guest on a podcast? Do they need to start their own? Should they do a video show? Should they focus on blogs? Like, how do you help them figure out what the right priority is?
Well, for me, I use a lot of my experience. So I've been in marketing for almost 20 years now.
Yeah.
And so I've seen a lot over my time in doing this in the business and stuff. So for me, it's just really, everything's unique to the person that I'm talking to. I don't think there's one size fits all, right? Like, you're an ex business, so, you know, this is your plan. That's not the approach that I take, because everybody's unique. Even if you're in the same industry,
yeah,
your business is totally unique. So for me, it's just a matter of, you know, talking to the client, understanding the business, also looking at what they've done previously, because you can learn a lot from history, right?
Yeah.
So identifying, you know, and then what's their goals? You know, do they want to grow? Do they want to maintain? What's the end goal in this? And so from that, I'm able to basically say, okay, this would be my recommendation from my experience, what you've told me, what I've seen you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that's usually how we start. Just, you know, it's experience in this industry. I mean, I've done it for so many years that there's not one size fits all, but
no,
there is the perfect fit for whatever client that you're working with and whatever their needs are at that moment.
Yeah, totally. And like you said, everyone is so different, even people within the podcasting industry, like,
yeah,
they have unique offers. They have a slightly different avatar. It's like, there's, and some people are horrible on video. And so, you know, podcast
exactly
is better. Like, yeah, you have to lean into your natural talents, right?
Absolutely. It's so true, because I'm not going to force somebody like to do video if they're not comfortable with,
yeah,
video, right? So then you talk about, okay, well, you have some knowledge and information that needs to get out, whether that's through video or blogging or, you know, podcasting, whatever that might be, so that you really match the person that you're with to make the best.
Yeah.
Obviously, video is great. You've got to get comfortable with it.
I know.
But that could be a baby step, right?
Yeah, yeah. I hear you. I know. I remember when I started out, I was like, I was going to vomit.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And they sucked.
Yeah.
It is nerve-wracking.
It is. But it's funny. Once you get into it and you finally just get over like looking at yourself or not,
yeah,
seeing what you look, you know, it's like, eh, it is what it is. Because nobody's as critical of themselves than you are.
I know. And I just feel like, honestly, I kind of forget that the recording button's even hit. Like, I just feel like I'm having a conversation with you. I just
totally.
And I think that's why I like podcasting better, because if it was just me, like, do, 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 like, I don't,
yeah,
know, I still do it, but it just feels nicer this way.
You know, it's funny. I've been recently, for my business, like, I've got some big initiatives that I'm trying to roll out, and I'm like, okay, I've got to create some video. And so I set up the camera and I do this and I'm like, man, I look so awkward. Why do I look awkward? Right. And I'm like, I'm so used to this video, like, podcast setting. So I just went back to this and I'm like, I'm just going to go where I'm comfortable and just make myself and my environment familiar. So I'm like, okay, this is like how you break through that kind of awkward, you know, instead of having the full production and like all this craziness. It's like, okay, if I need just to get content out, I know that this is my go-to. Like, I can sit here, I can talk, I can do this, I can.
Yeah.
So it's
I know. Funny. You do have to go comfort. Like, I could never do that where you stand and like, I just, I just can't do it. Oh, well, you have to go with your comfort zone, but you have to get out of your comfort zone as well.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to podcasting and marketing your business, you kind of got to be the face, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You're right. Now, I know you have a visionary marketing quiz, which I think is brilliant. Can you tell us about it and like, what outcomes it'll give you, kind of a thing?
Absolutely. So the marketing plan that I talked about with the 5 C's, so this is basically a quiz for you to take on your own and kind of self-identify, you know, where your strengths and weaknesses are. And so it's visionarymarketingquiz.com. And if you go there, there's about 15 questions and it goes through each of those five categories. And there's three questions under each of the C's.
Oh, perfect.
And you'll rate yourself on a 1 to 10 scale, how well you feel your business is in that category. Mm. And then at the end of that, you'll get a chart, a fancy pie chart, if you will. And it'll have each of those categories and it'll show your percentage in those categories. So you'll see what areas you're strong in and what areas you need to work in. And so that gives you kind of some direction of like, oh, I really need to work on clarifying who my audience is. Right. I've got these other things in place, but I don't know this, right? So that kind of gives you some direction on how to move forward and what to do for your marketing.
That's a great place to start. Yeah. And I love too that, okay, you can work with a client, get a marketing plan, but that you also implement it for them. So before we go, I just want people to also realize your skill sets and your talents and your services. So if you can just kind of give a brief synopsis there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have the digital marketing agency where I have done for you services, whether that's websites, SEO, email marketing, social media, advertising. Gosh, I feel like this is a slew. Blogging, like basically all the things that are required in marketing, my digital agency can do. One of the cool things that I'm moving towards is more of this strategy piece, right? And being able to help a larger number of people at once. So I'm building a mastermind for visionary leaders and basically walking them through this process, right? Let's build this custom marketing plan together, because there's always, you know, strength in numbers, I feel.
Yeah.
And so the coaching aspect and leadership and mastermind is my new big initiative to continue growing my business. But then I also have, you know, the agency for the implementation side.
That's awesome. Just that you're the whole package, girly.
Thank you.
Where do people go to find your agency?
Yeah. So you can visit my website, creativemarketingsacramento.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn under Tori Barker.
Yay. Awesome. Perfect. Yay. Thank you so much for helping us kind of establish a marketing plan, how the podcast fits in. And hopefully that'll get people going in the right direction. So they're not throwing spaghetti on a wall and hoping it sticks.
Yes. Thanks so much for having me, Lindsay.
All right. See you guys till next week.
Bye.
And that is a wrap for this episode of the Leverage Your Podcast Show. Your next step, head to leverageyourpodcastshow.com to listen to more episodes to get more insider secrets. And if you are guesting on podcasts but still feel like the best kept secret and you want to create authority boosting content with ease while attracting leads and clients, then request a free podcast guest leverage audit to transform your results. Head to leverageyourpodcast.com/guest audit.